This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If freedom of speech is the cornerstone of democracy, then holding up the other corner is freedom of information. No accountability, no informed electorate, democracy starts to crumble. That's why we have government disclosure laws. We could take this story to Washington, but instead let's go to Missouri, where the former governor and his staff made use of a special app, an app that destroys messages as soon as they're read. Two attorneys are suing former Governor Eric Greitens over his use of the Confide app to communicate with his staffers. Greitens resigned in June in the face of impeachment threats following an extramarital affair and a campaign finance inquiry, but the lawsuit hasn't gone away. Barbara Smith, an attorney representing the governor's office, argued in June that the state's public records law doesn't apply because the records don't exist, because the app deleted them. Mark Pedroli is one of the attorneys suing Greitens.
Most of the governor's office had the app, and they were using it to communicate with one another about public business.
How do you know that?
Well, we actually just recently were able to prove that with what I would call a smoking gun. It was a text message where two people who were also communicating on Confide were talking off of Confide about their communications on Confide, if you follow that.
Yes.
It was the draft document on a policy argument. I can't read your corrections on Confide.
Oh.
So please send it to me normally so I can read the changes that you made to this policy document. So it was a clear case of people discussing public business. And think about it, how lucky was that? That was sort of a needle in the haystack to be able to get a conversation on regular text message about a conversation that wasn't working on Confide.
It might help us to know a little bit more about Greitens, who was this rising star in the Republican Party.
Right. He had connections to the vice president's office, to all of these people who were terrific fundraisers. And another key point is Greitens had raised a tremendous sum of money from outside of the state, dark money coming in. The idea of them using Confide, I mean, it was always a deep concern to me because of the dark money. When you're raising millions of dollars for 501c3s, ANU Missouri was an example of a 501c3 that raised millions of dollars.
These are PACs.
It's a PAC to serve the governor's interests. But the problem is we don't know if there's one donor or 20, and we don't know how much they're getting and what do they want. These could be, you know, extremely wealthy people from out of state who just want something, you know, long term, or these could be corporations in state who want policies changed for profit.
So, to deal with money issues that you don't want to disclose, you go on Confide. I understand he also was accused of illegally obtaining a donor list to a charity he founded and using it to raise money for his campaign.
Well, that was an allegation that was made by the House of Representatives in Missouri. After he stepped down and resigned, most of these investigations went away. And I do believe there were a lot of people on the committee who spearheaded this investigation into Governor Greitens who did not want the investigation to go away. So they have filed other complaints with various agencies in Missouri. There are at least three, four, or five investigations that were ongoing about wrongful or criminal activity.
The story, however, most people outside the state would be familiar with, if they've ever heard of Governor Eric Greitens at all, would be his affair.
Sure. There was an allegation of a photograph taken non-consensually of the woman, where it possibly dovetailed into the use of apps like Confide that destroy the communication. If someone took a photograph of somebody and they wanted to send it, maybe they would use that app. Now, we filed our suit long before that story broke. there was some discussion by the prosecutor's office in St. Louis where they said that Confide was at the heart of their case. So there must have been some concerns that Confide was also used for that.
Is there a situation in which Greitens and his staff might have used the Confide app for perfectly legitimate reasons? I mean, does it necessarily mean that there was some communication going on that should have been in the public domain?
We already know that they did. The next question is, to what extent did the use of Confide go in discussing public business? Was it 90%? Was it group texts? We don't know, because the app destroys the communications. Like I told the judge in this case, there's always been three tools for us to find out what they communicated about. One is a subpoena to Confide and asking them. Two, a forensic expert that can look at the particles and the artifacts on that phone to recreate messages. But the easiest tool is deposition testimony. I want to go to the staff, I want to go to the governor, and I want to sit down and I want to ask them, well, what did you talk about? Because frankly, at this point in time, I think that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to tell me the truth. Right before we filed the lawsuit, Attorney General Josh Hawley opened an inquiry into the use of Confide in the governor's office. And I think five people admitted to using it in some way dealing with government business, but they said it was purely logistical. They said this was about planning meetings.
They made restaurant reservations on Confide.
The whole state of Missouri collectively laughed when that was the answer. That's the last thing you do on Confide, set up logistics and meetings, because there's nothing to go reference after you send it to know what time you have to be there. The idea that they said this was just crazy, and people couldn't believe it.
You said the easiest way to move ahead with your lawsuit, which is in discovery now, is to depose the governor and his staff.
And I have asked the judge. The judge said, not now. This is where it gets interesting. The judge granted a stay to the current governor, the new governor, because they had asked for a stay of discovery on all my depositions. I had served subpoenas to people who had used Confide because they were one of the 20 people that was turned over pursuant to court order. You know, I was probably days away from sitting down and finally getting into this communications network. And what the judge did was he told me to sequentially do my discovery. So he said, sequence one will be send your subpoena to Confide. See if they have the communications. If they don't, then go to sequence two. Sequence two is make an argument to me that there might be some of these communications on their physical phones. And maybe there's a way we can get a forensic expert to look at the phones. And if that doesn't yield any of the actual messages that were sent and received on Confide, come back to me later and ask for further discovery. We are doing that now. The new governor is going to make an argument, probably through an expert, that we can't get the messages from the forensics on the phone, that we're not going to be able to get it through Confide. Then they're going to say, because they've already indicated this, that the case should be dismissed.
Now, the thing is that you can find out who has Confide on their phone because you can just go to Confide and look it up with a phone number?
Right. And here's the problem, though, is because when the Kansas City Star reporter Jason Hancock wrote the story in December of last year, my guess is that it shocked the Office of Governor. A lot of people probably dropped their accounts. So what happened is the Attorney General came in. This is a very political issue here, too, in Missouri, because as you may or may not understand, our attorney general is running against Claire McCaskill for the Senate. It's a big national election. Obviously, everyone's going to be, you can bet on it, dumping a lot of money in the state of Missouri. He's a Republican. Greitens was a Republican. He had to investigate, opened an inquiry into it. But what he did not do, which was my complaint, was file a lawsuit. He deprived himself of the primary tool of any litigator, and that's the power of the court to issue a subpoena for evidence. So instead, what he did was he went in and had interviews with the people in the governor's office. Well, what ended up happening was the governor's office told him that there was only five or eight people who had used Confide. Fast forward a few months later, after my lawsuit, we had subpoena power. We got a court order from the judge telling the Office of Governor to turn over the names and the phone numbers of all the people who used Confide in the governor's office. And it went from eight people to 20. Our lawsuit yielded more information than an attorney general inquiry, which raises a whole host of questions. For example, can the office of governor lie to the top cop of the state? What's the fallout if you do?
So when do you get to go to trial?
Well, hopefully any day now, we're going to get the information from Confide, because they've already publicly announced on Twitter that they don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Next step is we go to the judge, we talk to an expert, a forensic expert, to determine whether or not these 20 people and their 20 cell phones can somehow be forensically analyzed to reproduce messages that were sent on Confide. If the answer to that is no, then we go to our third tool. The judge should allow me to take the depositions of the people who used Confide to determine the extent of its use to conduct public business. That will probably happen either at the end of the summer or early fall. And let me add that in the governor's office, they did issue public phones. But if you ask me my opinion, those public phones were put in a drawer. One of the documents that was produced said, never use your public phone to conduct public business by text. So it did look like it was designed to evade the law. It was a conspiracy.
It's hard to believe that this is happening on the state level so widely and on the federal level.
This is what's always captured me about 501c4s and dark money groups.
Mm-hmm.
The state laws, there's a race to the bottom on protecting the privacy of people to drive in more money in capital investment or incorporation in these states. And it's very disturbing.
When you talk about LLCs and these dark money groups, how do they function?
Any way they want. An LLC is just an organizational stamp. They could just exist, have a bank account, and write checks.
But if you give money to a candidate, you have to disclose that, right?
But what if you give it to A New Missouri, which was the name of the 501c4? And what if the person that's giving it to them is a front? I mean, even banks have know your customer laws. And there's no way to know who the top donors were to my governor. So if you add dark money and dark communications, tell me how foreign governments won't be able to pour in millions of dollars. It's easy.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Mark Pedroli is a Missouri attorney suing former Governor Eric Greitens for allegedly violating open records laws. His organization is called the Sunshine Project. We tried to reach the former governor's office and his associates from those days. We never heard back.
Coming up, why we have to start fighting fire with fire.
This is On the Media.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.